There's the full-time whistle. It's all over, and the Connell have beaten St Unions once again, this time at the semi-final stage of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Football Championship by 2 points, 11-9, and the defending champions are back under the decider, where once again they will take on Gweedore. There's history there as well, but St Unions just could not break down this Neve Connell structure, and deserving so they go to the...
A bit of stuff going on in the field.
But Neve Connell were very much deserving winners of this game. And there's a few bits going on between several players in there. It's not what we wanted to see at the end of the game. But both sets of players getting involved in it. And the McFeely's watching stuff. Things going on. The linesmen as well. We didn't see how it started. But it's continuing on the field. Listen, Martin, at the end of the day here, we don't like to see this, what's happening, but it's spilled over. But at the end of the day, Neve Connell were very much deserving winners.
They deserved the game. And I mean, Neve Connell would have deserved the game. It's terrible to see what went on out there. I know there's a lot of niggle between the two teams and everything else. The game was, they played in a very sporting manner. They were nothing, and just whatever just happened right after the game. And, you know, it's just a lot of stuff going on. It's important that... from Neve Connell's point of view, you know, that they don't get anybody sent off at this stage in the game and have them missing for the county fan. It's still going on. It hasn't got sorted out. They need to move the two teams away from each other, and it's just not nice to see. Because
it's continuing, so it is. But listen, we'll recap on the game, Martin. We'll let them do whatever they want on the field. Neve Connell are back in a final. They are going to take on Gweedore in 2 weeks' time here, back in McCool Park in Balbafay. And at the end of the game, there was 2 points in it. And if we look at it, that's how it was at halftime as well. It was a 6-4 game in favour of Neve Connell. But they really put a foundation of that, Martin, between the 5th and the 18th minute in the first half, and they went 5-2 up.
Yeah, that was. I mean, you know, they did. I mean, the Unis started well, but they didn't. You know, they never really got going. Unis didn't press hard enough up the field on them, and Neve Connell, as I say, they controlled the game from after the 4th minute of the game. They really controlled the whole match, and it was, you know, a 2-point victory, but it was an easy 2-point victory from their point of view. And look at it, you can't. They're singing now and everything else is the worst. But that, look, they deserved the victory, and. You know, from Unis' point of view, it's disappointing for them, and that's it. But the time to do it is on the field during the game. You know, that's the, you know, they'll be disappointed. They look back and they had plenty of possession of the ball and everything else. But probably Neve Connell have been a fabulous club team and a great example to everybody, and you know, to everybody. And they have, you know, we see them back. You know, people say, oh, you can't. It's very hard to do back to backs. It's hard to come back. You know, next year they can keep coming and they will come. And as I said, you know, it's a great credit to the whole club and everybody else involved. But particularly them older players have given some service to that club and there and everything else. And you know, you think of their own McGeady, and probably their best player is not playing and everything else. So, you know, congratulations to Neve Connell in the final. And you know, there'll be favourites going into the final. And you know, Gweedore, the one thing about, you said they're kind of a hasty there too between them and Gweedore. So Gweedore will be well fired up. There'll be no pressure on them as such going into the final and everything else. But today was their day, and I know Unis are out in a huddle out there now. But when they look back at this game, St Unis, they'll, you know, I mean, it's no point seeing people saying, well, it happened for the first time, that they couldn't break it down or they tried to get the ball back. I mean, they knew what way Neve Connell played. They know the way they play nearly themselves, the same way everybody behind the ball. They knew exactly what was going to happen. So, I mean, you know, they'll be, when they look at it, they'll be disappointed themselves. But give credit to Neve Connell. They allowed certain Unis players on the ball that they knew weren't going to score in that there, and they took that, allowed that there to happen. And, you know, their whole management of the game was brilliant on the field and everywhere else. You know, maybe go long kickouts, don't want it, then, you know, they go long, they know when to go long, when to go short and everything else. So, great credit to Neve Connell, and they end up, you know, totally in three. Deserving winners, you know, for Unis is disappointing, because this is what we talked to the start. I mean, there's a big game for St Unions today. This is the day that they needed to lay down a marker, and they needed to do it, and they didn't. You know, the day they'll be very, very disappointed. And you know, I know they'll be back next year again, but sometimes it's hard to come back. And that we've, you know, all the you know, they should have had all the energy today, all the fighting and everything else. But Neve Connell just totally and utterly controlled the match and to a county final. We look forward to the county final. I think it'll be a good county final. You know, Gweedore, you know, people say, oh, they had an easier run and everything else. The final, it doesn't matter. They're in the final, and they're, you know, a lot of experience there too. And you know, you've the likes of Owen McNeilis, Eamon McGee playing very, very well. Donal McGillabrige was brilliant yesterday for them. They have a lot of good players as well. Keith and Harkin. So I'm looking forward to the final. But great credit to Neve Connell. You know, they keep Everybody, you know, what were we thinking today? It could be Union's day in the division. No, Niamh Connell controlled that match, and you have to give them a lot of credit. Fair play. And we'll look forward to the final, Ushie.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the scores down here. Kieran Thompson, what got three? Jack McKelvey was on the score sheet. Ethan O'Donnell was on the score sheet. John O'Malley continues to be their top scorer. He got three today as well. And Anthony Thompson, that's a fair spread of scores, Martin, with 11 points on the board.
Anthony Thompson's 2 points the first half were. There were great scores as well, but there were very important scores for them. And then the couple of scores, Jack McKelvey's long-range point and Kieran Thompson's long-range point the second half were brilliant as well. You know, they scored the right time. Unions weren't able to get the long-range kicks. They kicked, you know, the 10 wides to one, as we said, and everything else. So from that point of view, that's where, you know, they'll be disappointed. But as you said, different scorers. They don't have, you know, this exceptional score. So Charles McGinnis would normally be a big score for them. He didn't score the day at all. So that's the kind of team they are. The scorers come from different places. They get the scores from different places and they get them. And, you know, they're really, really good. And, you know, they're very balanced team. You know, they're very, very balanced. And nobody really, people say, well, you have to mark Kieran Thompson. But there's nobody really, other than him, you know, you see you mark him, you play Stuxnam. But they're so balanced in what they do. I mean, and, you know, Lee McLoone, even though people say, oh, he didn't handle a lot of ball, but he was back there covering defence. Even that last ball went in, he was the man standing beside the goalie and around the thing. So, yeah, very, very experienced. And, you know, they look at it from their point of view. They were disappointed. We were up last year, do you remember, in Carrigan when they got beat last year. Yeah. They'll want to get back there at Ulster. Now they have a big game in the final to get ahead of them. But I think it's the Cavan Champions that Donegal play this year. But they'll want to get back. They feel they didn't do themselves justice that day in that game. So they'll feel they want to get back. So from Gidor's point of view, they're... You know, it's good for them.
There's no pressure in Gidor under this.
No, none whatsoever. And that's always a dangerous team in a final. But see, Niamh Connell, you have to be different if you're against a team that was in the first final and they were favourites, mad favourites. But Niamh Connell's so used to playing in finals. So, excuse me, it doesn't matter to them. They don't care if they're.
This is a routine for them.
Just another game, and they'll just go through it and do it and keep their structure. And they're, you know, they're great. They're very, very hard to beat, as people tell you. But look, they're a great credit. Great credit, the whole lot of them, and you know, have to give them that. That was a great performance the other day because they were under a bit of pressure, as you said, to start because of the Unions factor and everything else. But they delivered today.
They delivered today, and they're back in another county final. The holders of the Dr. Maguire Cup are returning here in 2 weeks' time to take on Gwydor. We'll of course have full live commentary from the senior final in 2 weeks' time. Martin McHugh and Brendan Kilcoyne will be joining us for commentary on that day. St. Unions will be licking their wounds going home. They could get over the line against their old rivals as Niamh Connell grinded out yet another big result against another big team in the championship on a final score of 11-9.